Blog Talk Radio.
Barrett Clemenson Powell, and I'm sorry that it took some time to get through the technical matter. If any of you follow astrology, you know that we've just gotten over a very, very, as astrologers would say, harsh, a Mercury retrograde in Gemini, and a lot of communication problems occurred during it between the middle of May and June 11th, and are really now just getting finally cleared up now. Today's actually the first day that we should see that clearing up. So I'm sorry that it's a little late there. Today I wanted to start actually a series of talks about turning 40. I want you to know that I will be returning to doing interviews with some wonderful women entrepreneurs in July. I think we'll be having about 18 different entrepreneurs who will be sharing with us the creative, scientific, technical, humanitarian things they are doing, how they are making some innovative and creative changes in the world. But for now and for the next 3 days, I want to talk with you about the topic of turning 40. The years between ages 37 to 44 are very challenging. They really are. It's a major turning point in life, just like turning 30. These times where we're hitting those 0 years, the few years before and sometimes the few years after are very, very significant. And so the time between the ages of 37 to 44 is a pretty significant time. You're going through a lot of actually physical changes, psychological changes, emotional changes, spiritual changes. There are so many things that are happening. So today I really want to talk with you about one of the specific areas of change. And this is more or less a time of information for you. So I hope that you'll kind of settle in, get something to drink, settle in, turn this up and turn it on and take some notes, because it's really important for you to take notes on this. I work with a lot of clients on this particular thing of the time I call opportunity, okay? So this opportunity phase is what I also call it. It's an opportunity for success, because it's a time when you start thinking about some certain issues in your life. Power, money, and happiness. And the issue of power is what comes up most right at the beginning of this, which is why today I'm talking about the journey of depth. Because you take four journeys over this 7 year period of between ages 37 to 44. And there can be a little play on either side with the age, but generally it's about 37 when you know that, yeah, this is, wow, I'm in the middle of something that is really kind of new to me. So the first journey I would say that you take, if you can look at this as, if you can look at life as a transition, as making a journey, is you're looking at the journey of depth, D-E-P-T-H. going down, plumbing to the depths. This is definitely a time when you're going to come up against power plays, okay? Power plays at work is where most people find this. And I have a lot of people, they come to me and say, I can't believe it. I want to do this and I want to do that, or I've been doing this and I've been doing that. And now here comes so-and-so at my job. They think they know everything and they keep trying to stop me from doing this or that or the other thing. They've come up against a power play. And here's very, very common. What ends up happening is that people, they usually ignore me at first. They come to me, they sign up for the opportunity program with me, for the opportunity lifestand program, and then I point out to them, you're dealing with power plays at work, aren't you? And they're really shocked at how I could possibly know that. And yes, but they're going to do this and this and this, and they're going to. And what ends up happening is that over the month that we have our four sessions together, four weekly sessions, over the month that we have those sessions, and in the time that I follow up with them over the next 6 to 12 months, depending upon our agreement, they come to see that their decision to fight the power, fight the power, fight the power, usually ends up with them getting hammered. They usually pretty much just get slammed to the ground. It really ends up just not working out in their favor. The journey of death is about just going all the way down. It's about going all the way down into the core of yourself, because what ends up happening is people just won't give in to you. They challenge you. People come out of the woodwork, your boss, your colleagues, and this also can happen at home. Your children rise up or your spouse begins to oppose. You want to take your power. You want to stand in your power. You want to be yourself, and you want to have leadership. And then you find that others don't want that for you. They want you to know that you have no power, that you can't do anything, that there's nothing that you'll be able to change. It's just not going to go your way. So there you are. Now you're stuck. What do you do? Well, I want to tell you a bit more about this journey of death. I want to relate it to a myth, which is really important, that might help you to better understand that, because this journey of death is about, it's really an encounter between, it's not even really an encounter between you and another person, it's an encounter between power and you. And that is to say, you must deal with status and power coming from someone else or yourself. And this is a time when you must be especially conscious of your issues and your ideas about power. This is the journey of depth. This is the journey that you're taking. And the key words of this transition are power, death, rebirth, and transformation. So now let me relate this a bit to mythology to help you. Okay? In Roman mythology, the god Pluto ruled over Hades, or the underworld. And you may hear people use the word Hades in place of hell. Same place. He was god of the underworld, the judge of the dead, the rich one, the lord of wealth that was found deep in the earth. And people were afraid to say his name. Pluto, the son of Cronus, feared no mortal, and all were compelled to submit to him and his power. So then one day, the young goddess Proserpina was, or in other mythology, she is known as Persephone, was playing with nymphs at the fountain of Arethusa near Enna when two unexpected events occurred. Okay, Pluto emerged from the volcano Etna, and then Aphrodite, otherwise known as Venus, sent her son Amor, otherwise known as Cupid, to shoot a love arrow at Pluto so that he would fall in love with her. Aphrodite, Venus, wanted Pluto. Okay? Well, just as Pluto emerged from the volcano Etna riding four black horses, you know, when you hear the horsemen of the apocalypse, that seems to be a big thing with the four black horses. Pluto was struck with the arrow, but he didn't see Aphrodite when it happened. He saw young Proserpina, and then he just took what he wanted. He just made what was a raw grab for power. He violently dragged her down into Hades to be his wife, queen of the underworld. Now, this is no love story, however. It was actually one of kidnapping, rape, and incest, okay? Proserpina was his niece, the daughter of Pluto's brother, who was the god Jupiter or Zeus, and his wife, the goddess Ceres. So this is really sick. I mean, this is raw, naked power, and this is just overwhelming. Well, Ceres searched ceaselessly for her daughter, and in her grief and rage, she stopped the fruits and vegetables from growing, meaning there was a famine, a desert in her wake as she walked the earth looking for Proserpina. Well, nothing grew. People began starving, and there was a famine. And Jupiter learned what Pluto had done and sent the fleet-footed god Mercury to the underworld to bring her back. You may have heard the term Godspeed. Well, that's Mercury, Godspeed. However, while Proserpina was there, she got hungry while she was being held prisoner and raped. She had eaten six pomegranate seeds, meaning she had tasted of the dark realm of the underworld. She had tasted of the darkness of the power, and Pluto obsessively would not release her. Well, Jupiter was furious and demanded her return, and then made a bargain, offering to return her for 6 months of the year, which we know is the seasons of spring and summer, but the other 6 months, autumn and winter, she had to live with him. Now, with this sinister story in mind, people believe that all humans must succumb to Pluto's power. So people refer to Pluto by his other names because they were afraid to say his real name as it might invoke his presence. I mean, who wants something on a, you know, a violent, murderous, raping god coming on four black horses to your door? Well, no one wanted to invite the power of destruction and death to dinner or draw his attention in any manner. So if Pluto called on you, that meant you were going to the underworld and no mortal ever came back from there. Now, let's pull out of that. The symbolism of the myth of Pluto is about going into the depths of your psyche, of your mind, and dealing with your shadow. Because when somebody has power plays against you and they're pushing hard against you, that's when parts of you that you may not want to admit are there come out, okay? The parts of yourself that you try to hide from the outer world and even yourself, your children, your spouse, your boss, your colleagues, somebody, they make you think of it. And you find yourself surrounded and saying, whoa, you know, I can't believe I'm even, you know, in this, okay? Well, this is the rough stuff. This is the ugly stuff. This is the desire for power. Here's where you come. Here you are in your late 30s, and all of a sudden you're having to deal with the fact that you want power. You want power and control. You may have had difficulty admitting it before, or maybe you didn't and you always got it, but now it's not easy to get it, hold it, or retain it. This is the dirty stuff. This is the anger, the rage, the hatred, the jealousy, the ruthlessness, the competitive nature. It all comes out. In the journey of death, when you are turning 40, you must deal with your psyche and who you are psychologically. You must go down deep, and you will. You will, because in this transition, you're faced with power plays from other people and situations where your power is being challenged. And most significantly, this is a call for you to face your shadow and embrace it, because it is, after all, a part of you. This is no ordinary challenge, however. This is strong-willed, in-your-face provocation. Those challenges will likely affect two areas of your life. For example, Hey, I'm sorry, got dumped out there. So what I was saying is that this power situation could challenge your sense of security, your intangible values, and your income, your material values, while you also find that you struggle with trying to succeed in your efforts, accomplishments, and desires around creativity, love, relationships, your children. This could mean that problems with your children cause you to lose your job, or taking too many risks on the stock market could cause your income to make dramatic changes, or people you supervise may criticize you so much at work that you become insecure about what you thought was your calling in life and your leadership abilities. Hey, your sex life or relationship may undergo dramatic changes where something must end and something new must replace it, which is transformation. Your engagement may break. You may need to break it, or the other person may break it. You may have thought you were heading to marriage and you had your career and everything all wrapped up, and then suddenly, blip, it's gone. You may deal with real situations of sabotage from people who may go to extreme ends to try to shake you from your position. Pluto's horrifying kidnapping and incestuous rape and forced marriage of Proserpina in the hidden realms of the underworld represent the psychological issues that haunt us and make us fearful and silently wounded. It really should be the myth of Proserpina because she represents the lesson. She underwent a most fearful, hellacious ordeal. Pluto's release of her symbolizes the healing that comes from facing the things which we most fear, bringing our psychological wounds and our secrets out into the open so they can be healed in an atmosphere of openness and safety. Pluto represents the very real threat of total annihilation that we feel we must plunge to the very depths of ourselves and undergo a cleansing purge of what is there. Proserpina in this myth represents our ability to repeatedly face our fears, go deep into the bowels of what terrible things we must face, and again return. The issue of power during the journey of death could be as seemingly simple as having to face your fear of marrying the woman who is the mother of your children, who you may even have been living with. You may fear that, like your parents, you'll also end up divorced, hide yourself away, and end up alone, or you face the fear and you marry her and you embark on a life together, vowing to stay together while you ride the scary roller coaster of marriage together. It is scary to face our dark side, but we emerge with wisdom. In the journey of depth, you must learn how and when to use your power in the areas in question. And you're also faced with the fact that you do have enemies, as we all do, whether or not we deserve them. So, are you willing to admit that you have enemies and to accept that some people want to oppose you out of jealousy? Your enemies are out to take you down, okay? Yes, they're out to take you down a few pegs or enough pegs to get you removed from a job or a group or some position. And you will feel taken down into the depths and wonder why some area, if not seemingly all of your life, has suddenly, quote, gone to hell. You will be caught up in a power struggle before you realize what is happening, a power struggle where you fight for control against someone who, frankly, I can tell you, it's set up where you're not going to win. It's something where you're going to have to really get your power internally. And then you're going to have to think about leadership in another way. You are not required to be what someone else wants you to be. The requirement now in the journey of depth is that you sift through the mire and dig through the ashes so you can discern what remains that you can use, okay? You will lose things that you thought you had to keep, be it a job, a membership, a bad relationship, a habit, or a method, but you will not be left with absolutely nothing. In some way, the people and the situations that arise during this journey of death are a sign of death of the old you. These are situations you can be thankful for if you can find some objectivity. There is a purging occurring, and you are being forced to shed behaviors and attitudes that do not fit the person into which you are evolving. Now, if you want to work with me, when you're as you're going through this, as you're entering or in the midst of this opportunity period, and you want to get clear about the issue of power and the issue of money and how you can take this and make this into something where you can be a success in life, a true success, then work with me. Sign up. You can go to my website, which is BarrettCPowell.com. Barrett C. Powell. It's my website, Barrett Clemenson Powell, my name. So you can go there to the website. You can sign up for the opportunity program. And I also want to offer to you a new course that I have put online that you can enroll in. You can choose to do that. You can do it as a supplement to working the four sessions with me, or you can do the course first, or whatever you choose. The course was just recently launched. It is called Turning 40, Opportunity for Success. And you can find it at Udemy, udemy.com/turning40, TURNING40. Okay? So I really hope that you understand a little better about this first really whack on the head that you get when you are approaching the age of 40 and how you can turn it around and use it to be a great success in life. You will find that you come to know that power and money are not the definition of success, that there is another component that you will need to integrate into your life, and the journey of death as you are driving it, navigating it, or trying to navigate it, you need to be able to turn what is happening into a situation of success by dealing with power, by dealing with money, by dealing with these situations that cause you to go deep within and have to deal with the core of yourself. In a way, it is really not that people are opposing you. It is really not the people who you may be dealing with. It's really not your boss. It's really not your colleague. It's really not your child. It's really not your mate or your spouse. It really is about you. What ideas and attitudes about power and leadership, which is power, and status, which is power, have you brought into your life? What have you cultivated? What are you holding on to that simply is not going to work if you are going to continue to evolve? Well, these are the things that we deal with, and I will empower you and help you to make a smooth transition over this 7-year period if you enroll in the Opportunity Lifespan program with me. So again, you can find it on the website, BarrettCPowell.com, BarrettCPowell.com, under the tab Work With Me, and you'll see Opportunity. Thank you for listening to today's Live with Barrett, and I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and today's topic has been Turning 40, the Journey of Depth. And I hope that you will take this information and use it to bless your life, to make your life easier, to eliminate stress in your life. And all that said, have a wonderful remainder of the weekend. Don't forget to listen to the next 3 days. There will be 3 other journeys that you'll be taking as you are turning 40 and as you are a little over it, between 37 and 44. So have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your Saturday, and be blessed.